for tapes of end time meetings, deliverance services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there.
This is the Monday afternoon service of December the 26th, 1994, of the Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Glenn Miller is the speaker for the afternoon.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
In Leviticus and here in Deuteronomy. And then it says, cursed be that taketh a reward to slay an innocent person. And that's abortion. People are being paid to kill innocent people. And the Lord says they're all cursed. And then verse 26 says, cursed be he that confirmeth not all this that's written above. And all the people shall say amen. But now then, I want you to notice something that most of you probably didn't notice. But some of you probably know, because I have said this before. In the 17th chapter or 18th chapter of Leviticus, it said, you shall not. If you remember, it said, you shall not do these things. In the 20th chapter of Leviticus, it says that you will be cut off. You'll be cut off many ways. You'll be cut off do I see Brother Moore back there? Well, hallelujah. Everybody's coming in this afternoon. Blessings, blessings, Brother and Sister Moore. Hallelujah. Well, so, verse chapter 18 says you'll be that you shall not. Chapter 20 says you'll be cut off. You can be cut off. That don't mean you're going to die right now. But that means that you can die from some sickness or disease, because you see, the Lord's promised us 70 years. And if we die before 70 years, we've gotten cut off, because that's a promise to every one of you. Every one of you are promised 70 years. And after that, whatever the Lord gives to you. Now, I have passed my 70 years several years ago. And so, therefore, I decree that I have a right to the promise that was given to Moses, and it has never been altered, 120 years. That promise has never been altered of 120 years. But the Lord says that in order to reach those places, we have to obey His word. We have to live by and serve Him with all of our hearts. And He also says that if we serve Him and walk after Him and do that which is right, He'll not put any of the diseases of Egypt upon us. That's what we studied basically yesterday. It was about the Lord said He wouldn't put any diseases upon us if we obey and keep His word. For He says that He is holy, and He says, therefore, for you and me to be holy. Well, but then we come over here to this 27th chapter of Deuteronomy, and here He says we're cursed. We're cursed with a curse because we don't obey the word of the Lord. And we're cursed some because we've inherited it from our ancestors. We come under the four generation curse, and we've inherited it. But the Lord says that we can come out from underneath that we can be set free from it. I want to be set free, and I trust that all of you do. So, how can we be set free from the curses and these other things of rejection and fear and other things that we have inherited in our family line? Well, my tradition taught me that when I got saved, all of those curses were done away with and broken, and they were gone. But fact hasn't proven that to be so. So there has to be a problem somewhere that I wasn't told about or I didn't understand. Well, we have come to the understanding through circumstances that happened to us right here in this building, which I'm not going into because it's too long a subject, and we need to get to some more business here this afternoon. But we came to the understanding about curses through an incident that happened here, which I may relate to you at another service. But we found out that this party was under a curse, because of the sin of their grandmother and great-grandmother. What it was eating blood sausage and blood pudding. The Lord says in Leviticus 3 and 17 that we're not to eat blood, that it's abomination and it's forever. I'm not quoting it just right, but we'll get back to that maybe another day this week. So that through that incident, we come to the understanding that curses still existed and were real. But when that happened, you see, my tradition at that time still told me that nobody could be under a curse because the curses were all gone when I got saved. So I had to start studying, and the Lord had to show me that why that was still true, that there was that the curses were still in existence. And the Lord brought me to John 3:16. And we can all quote John 3:16. If you can't, you should be able to. It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And so, if God gave the world for if God gave his Son for the world, well then the world ought to all be saved, shouldn't they? Isn't that what the Scripture said? Didn't it say that? Well, are they saved? So something's the matter, isn't there? The Scripture said it, but it's not so. What's wrong? What's wrong? Well, that's not really what's wrong. I didn't finish the verse. The rest of the same verse says that whosoever believeth. So we have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to appropriate the fact of his blood on Calvary. We have to appropriate and accept it for the remission of my sins and yours. So the fact that he died for the world is useless until we appropriate the fact that he died for me. That I appropriate it for me. That his blood was shed for the remission of my sins. Yeah. Then it becomes a reality to me. And it works in my life. But until that time, it's a dead word. So, there's a scripture back in Isaiah that says that cursed be he who hangs on a tree. Right? And then we come over to Galatians 3 and 13. And it says that Jesus became a curse for us. When he hung on the tree, he became that curse. But because he became that curse, doesn't put it into action until we appropriate it. We have to apply it to our lives and appropriate it and say, Satan, I appropriate the fact that Jesus became my curse. Just as he became my salvation through his shed blood, he also became my curse, Satan, and I appropriate it in my behalf. And when I do that, then I have authority to break the curses that upon me. Now, they're not all going to get broken at once because I don't know what all of them are. And we have found it'd be wonderful if they all got broken at once. That would be wonderful if it happened. But we have found by fact that they don't. And that it's just like deliverance. Nobody gets delivered all in one day. Nobody. We're all being delivered. Almost every camp meeting, I get delivered of something or something happens. We're not nobody's past deliverance because we are becoming the sons of God. We have not arrived. We are desiring to be. So we come down to the fact that these curses have to be broken. And the way they're broken, if the Lord shows you something that you feel that you're under from your ancestral heritage or something you've done yourself, and the Lord brings it to your remembrance, you say, Satan, I take authority over you in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I put the blood of Jesus to separate between me and you, or whatever sin I confess it. And now, Galatians 3:13, it is written that Jesus became my curse. And now, devil, I appropriate the fact that it is written in my behalf, and I break that curse, and I take your rights away. And be set free in Jesus' name. Well, this afternoon, that's what we're going to do now for the rest of the time we have to supper time or even past supper time. We don't stop here because supper time comes. There's been a time or two that we haven't had supper here. When the meetings have gone right on into the night meeting, we've actually twice, I believe, not had a noon lunch, because the meeting went right straight through from the morning meeting right straight through until the afternoon meeting, and we didn't have the ladies and men's meeting. It just went from one What, from the morning service right straight through? Well, that's biblical. That's biblical. Paul started preaching in the morning, was still preaching at daylight the next day. And one somebody fell out the window, and they went down and raised him up. And Paul started preaching all over again and just carried on. And so there's nothing wrong with it. So you can fast. You can fast if you want to, and if you need to. Some of us need to. Anyway, you'll get a chance to do that Thursday. Thursday is fast day here at the campground, and there'll be no breakfast or lunch served on Thursday. And Thursday for lunch, we'll pray over prayer requests. So if you have a prayer request you need pray over, write it out. And Thursday noon, it'll be part of our lunch here Thursday at noon. Okay. Well, I'm going to ask Brother Coffey to come, and he's going to lead us in a prayer of renunciation, and then we're going to deal with these some of these areas that we have discussed this afternoon, and believe that the Lord's going to bring freedom and deliverance to us as we yield unto the Spirit of the Lord Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we come now in the authority of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. I bind principalities and powers in the heavens, but Father, I bind wicked spirits in this place in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, I ask you send angels for our benefit right now, additional angels. We know we have them, but we want additional angels right now to cleanse our church for every free spirit that is here that's walking loose in our midst, those that wish to attach to someone in the name of the Lord Jesus to come through, not only in the presence here of this building, but all throughout this whole building. In the upper chambers, in the dining hall, in the rooms behind us, every bedroom, in the bathrooms, in every room, in the office, in the corners, in the hidden places, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Carry them out. Bind those spirits that are here loose. And remove them from our presence in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I seal this place now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I ask that you do the sealing, though. I speak it here on earth. Seal the heavens above, the building, the roof itself, the walls. Father, seal the ground beneath us, that nothing shall enter in from the ground in the name of the Lord Jesus. Place us in a bubble, that nothing shall enter in to harass nor give aid to any spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ as we minister here this hour. In Jesus' mighty name, I take authority over the evil spirits in the name of Jesus. If you will not, you will not have dominion nor rule in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, Father, I bind principalities again. I bind the powers here. I bind the spirit in every person here. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I take authority over everything that is in every person here. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and I bind your strength and your ability, your power, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. According to the Word of God in Matthew in the 16th chapter, where you said, whatsoever you bind on earth is bound from heaven. And I stand upon that scripture, knowing that you're working, Lord, to set your people free this day. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Now, Father, I come and break curses right here in the name of Jesus. I break all the curses of Lamaz in the name of the Lord Jesus. For everyone that's sat in those Lamaz classes in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I break all of the curses from the Eastern religions also in the name of the Lord Jesus. That have been loosed, and those that have sat under the doctrine and the guidance of those Eastern religions in the name of Jesus, and I break their power in the name of the Lord Jesus, and I render them powerless over this people in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I break the curses of the words of the doctors in the name of the Lord Jesus, that for every person that's gone in and has received words from the doctors, and I break those curses, and I renounce those words that have been spoken. For Jesus is our physician, and we will stand on His word rather than the word of man. And we just praise you and thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Father, I break the curses of the fathers in the name of the Lord Jesus for 10 generations back, Father. For 11, Father, I break them all the way back to the Garden of Eden. From those curses of alcohol in the name of the Lord Jesus, especially that curse of Moses in the name of the Lord Jesus that grew the wine, that drank the drank the drink in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I break the power of that alcohol spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' mighty name. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I break it. Now, Father, we just praise you and thank you for setting your people free now. And we give you all glory and honor. As we call spirits, Father, we thank you for releasing them from us and driving them out from us and setting us free. For I say, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I cast them out, Father. I stand in awe at your mighty power that does the work. Now we praise and we thank you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I call out those spirits of Lamaze that have been people that are set under that teaching, that ungodly teaching of breathing in heaven, in childbirth, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And all those Eastern religions, I call out those spirits of the Eastern religion in the name of Jesus. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out of that. Move. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come out of them. Come out. I'll call those curses out that the doctor spoke over you in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I call every curse from the doctor in Jesus' mighty name. Loose them. Come out of there. Come out. Now, you can hold on them if you want to, but if you want to get rid of some of these things, start deep, heavy breathing. Take a deep breath, about three of them, three real deep breaths, and stir these spirits up. Make them go. You fight. It's up to you. You're going to have to do some work here. You're going to have to demand they loose you, not out loud. Not out loud and no praying. I don't want anybody praying in the spirit. I want you to agree. Yes, I see them begin to come. I see them moving now. I see yawns. Yes, spirits come out through air, through the heavy breathing and this type of way. There's more moving in the name of the Lord Jesus. All those curses that doctors have loosed in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out of there. Come out in the name of Jesus. Loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go in the name of Jesus. You have no right to this people. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of them. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. That curse of alcohol. You say you don't drink? That's all right. I got that out of people that have never tasted it. I got that. The curse was there. They've never tasted alcohol, and it might be in your family. Alcohol. Loose them and let them go. That spirit of alcohol, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I take authority over that spirit of alcohol. I command it to come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out of there. Move in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. That spirit of addiction to alcohol, the Lord rebuke that spirit. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. That taste for alcohol, the taste in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The desire for alcohol. Come out. Come out in Jesus' mighty name. Loose them. Loose them in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Breathe them out. Come on, folks. Work with me. Work with you. They're there. They're all through this place. Come on out of there. Come out. I take authority over you in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. The desire for it. The desire and the craving. Craving for alcohol. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. There are people here that have drunk wine, beer, whiskey, other drinks, and times past that aren't drinking any longer, but you've never had deliverance. Do you know that spirit is still down in there? You're not drinking, but the spirit's there. And I take authority over that buried spirit down in your spirit, and I command it to loose you and come out in the name of the Lord Jesus so that you can truly be set free. It'll never come back to haunt you, never again if the spirit's gone. Come on out of there. Spirit of alcohol, the craving, desire, and the addiction, and the taste for it, all of it. Move, move in Jesus' name. In the mighty name of Jesus, loose them. Loose them and come out. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. And that little thing that he said, that door opener, That door opener, I call out that door opener, whatever he is in you. I call the door opener out in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come on out of there. One, the one that opens the door for the other spirits. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I take authority over that door opener. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You cannot have it. You cannot stay there and leave an open door. In the name of Jesus, I take authority. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let him go. Come out of there. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Bill, in the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come on out of there. Yet door opener, in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Let him go. Let him go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. You can't stay. You can't have them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. The door opener. The door opener. Come out. Come on out of him. Come out of him. Loose him. Loose him in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Let him go. Let him go. Let him go. Let him go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. The door, the Lord rebuke you. That one that keeps that door open, the doorkeeper. There's one called the doorkeeper. Come out. Come out. The doorkeeper. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I take authority over the doorkeeper. Loose them. Loose them and come out. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. That doorkeeper. Doorkeeper. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out of there. Come on out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. You have no rights. You're defeated. You were defeated 2,000 years ago. You were defeated 2,000 years ago. Let them go. Let them go. Come on out of there. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Doorkeeper. Doorkeeper. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go. No, you can't stay. No. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. Loose them and let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Let them go. Door opener and doorkeeper, your hold is broken. Your hold is broken. Come out. Come out. I break the curse. I break the curse of that has allowed you to stay this length of time. This people repent right now of allowing you in their life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And everyone now, go before the Lord and repent for allowing those demons to have place in your life. Even though you didn't even know they were there. Repent from allowing them and not having fought them. Not having done spiritual warfare. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. He spoke of that spirit of pity. Pity. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You have no place. You have no place in this people. Come out. Pity. Spirit of pity. Self-pity. Self-pity. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Self-pity. Self-pity. Come on out of there. Come out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose them and let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Self-pity. Self-pity in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. You can't stay. You have no right here. You have no right in this people. Let them go. Let them go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. Self-pity. Self-pity. You're a liar. You're a liar. You've lied to this people. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Fears. Fears. I come against fears. All types of fear. Fear. Loose them and come out. Fear. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Sudden fear. Sudden fear in the name of Jesus. Small fear in the name of Jesus. Great fear in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Come on, fight them, fight them. Loosen, loose them and let them go. You fight with me, work with me now. Come on, take a deep breath. Everybody get a moving. Stir them up. Stir them up. Anybody here have fear? Anybody here have fear in their life? Cough. Cough. Come on, cough. Stir him up. That's right. I don't mean for you to try to cough him out. I mean for you to stir him up. In the name of the Lord Jesus, stir him. Anyone else? I saw a hand back here. Cough. Get him stirred up. Move. Move. Fears. All types of fear.
Fear that comes with superstition.
Yes.
Afraid to walk under a ladder. Afraid to cross a line on a sidewalk.
Yes.
You fear superstitious fear.
That's right.
Bind and break your assignment.
That's right.
Superstitious fear of a black cat walker going across in front of you. Powers of superstition. Fears of superstition. I bind and break your assignment.
That's right.
Loose them. Come out of them in Jesus' name. Fear, superstition.
Stir them up. Come out.
Come out
come
in
out.
Jesus' name.
Come out in Jesus' name. All types of fear. Fear. Fear of man. Fear of woman. Fears. All fears. Come out. Come out. Yes, they are fear of men. Fear of women. In the name of Jesus. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, it's no disgrace to have a demon. It's a disgrace to let him stay there. Come on out of there. Move. Move in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let him go. Let them go in the name of the Lord Jesus. All those spirits of fear, all of the superstition, all of the superstition. Come on out of there. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Yes, you've got to go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Loose them. Loose them. All the fears. All fears. Fear. Come on out of her. Come out of her. Let her go. Let her go. You're a liar. You have no right to her. I break your hold in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I command you to loose that body and come out of her. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name. Let her go. Let her go. Come out. Come out in the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You will obey. You will bow. You will bow. For he's highly exalted, he's given a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess, Jesus is Lord, of beings in heaven, beings in earth, and beings under the earth. All bow to the name of Jesus. Come out of her. Come out of her in Jesus' mighty name. Loose her and let her go. Fear. Fear. All types of fear. Big fear. Little fear. Fear of men. Fear of women. Fear of people finding out secrets about your life. Fear of all types of fear. You can't stay. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Fear of death. Fear of death. Come out of there. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You've got to go. Fear of death. Loose them and come out. Loose them in Jesus' mighty name. You're a liar. You're a liar. You've lied to this people. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
You spirit of death, untimely death.
That's right.
I bind you. Spirit of death, spirit of untimely death.
That's right.
I bind you. You're not going to take God's people before the time. I bind your sign. I break your assignment over these people. Spirit of death, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of them. I bind your power. I break your assignment. You're not going to cause death before God's time. I break your assignment. Come out of them. Spirit of death, I rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come out of them in Jesus' name. I break your assignment in the name of Jesus. I loose you in Jesus' name. Spirit of death, I break your assignment over these people. Angel of the Lord, bind them up and take them. Keep them bound. Bind them up in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of the Lord Jesus, I cast out that spirit of unbelief. Unbelief in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's a tough one. There's a tough one now. You're going to have to fight. You're going to have to loose your belief of the Lord. You're going to have to stand. You're going to have to confess. And you're going to have to repent. And when you do, you'll see these spirits begin to go. Come out of them. Unbelief. Unbelief. That spirit of unbelief. I break the curse of unbelief that's handed down through generations in the name of the Lord Jesus. And I call that spirit out. I call the spirit of unbelief out that is a generation curse in the name of Jesus. I also call out that spirit of unbelief that you have allowed just to enter in. In the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let them go. Unbelief, spirits of unbelief, unbelief, where they refuse to believe the Bible. Don't take time to dig into the Bible to really see what God's saying and will not believe the Word, that will not believe this Word. Come out of them. Come out of them. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus. Jesus, unbelief, unbelief, you're a liar. You're a liar in the name of the Lord Jesus. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I want that spirit that stops your healing. I want that spirit that stops the healing in the name of Jesus, the one that whispers in the ear that you're not healed, and it stops your healing from coming forth. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. That spirit that stops the healing. Stops the healing. Come out. Come out in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 You will move. Move in the name of Jesus. I cast you out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You're a liar, a thief, and a robber. You've got to go. You've got to go. You will stop arresting God's people and come out. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. That spirit of doubt now. Doubt. Yes, it has to go. Doubt that nags at your mind. It will not allow you to receive all that the Lord wants. Spirit of doubt. Doubt in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Doubt. Come on out of there. Doubt. Doubt. You're a liar. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Spirit of doubt. You can't have them. You can't have them in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let my people go. The Word says, let my people go. Jesus says, let my people go. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command you, demon, let my people go and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. I break your hold. I break your hold in the name of Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ rebukes you. It is He that rebukes you. Come out. Doubt, doubt, come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Rejection. Rejection. Yes, rejection. Loose them. Loose them in the name of the Lord Jesus. That spirit of rejection, you can't stay in the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Rejection. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus. No, come on out of there. Come on out. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. Rejection. The Lord rebuke you. Come out. Come out of it. Let him go. Let him go. The Lord rebuke you. Move, move, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. Rejection, rejection, that spirit of resentment and bitterness come out. Resentment and bitterness, let them go. Loose by rejection, come on out of there. Come on out, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness, unforgiveness, loose. Through rejection, come out in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you, the Lord rebuke you. Spirit of unforgiveness, unforgiveness. Anybody got unforgiveness here today? Anybody got any unforgiveness? I see a hand. Do you know the Scripture? Scripture says that if you do not forgive, neither can the Lord Jesus forgive you. And we have to make an effort by ourselves on your own, that I will forgive because Jesus forgave me. For everything that you did, He in one fell swoop cleared it all off, gave you a clean slate. And you too have to forgive in exactly the same way. For we are imitators of Jesus. That's what that word meant. Glenn told me this afternoon, we're imitators of Jesus. So we'll have to forgive. We're going to have to forgive if we want deliverance. Now, you spirit of unforgiveness, come out of there. Come on out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Let them go. Let them go. You will obey. You will bow. You will bow like all other spirits in the name of Jesus. Let them go and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out of there. Come on out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I believe you said gluttony. Gluttony. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loosed by, what did you call? Yeah. Gluttony. Loose through rejection. You go eat because you don't know why. You're not hungry and you go eat. Gluttony. Spirit of gluttony. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them and come out. Loose them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Gluttony. Gluttony. You have no place in God's people. The Lord rebuke you. Spirit of gluttony. Gluttony. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Those that eat when they're not hungry. Gluttony, that's gluttony working. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. In the mighty name of Jesus. That spirit of blindness. Spirit of blindness, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. Spirit of blindness. Spiritual blindness. Spiritual blindness, come out. Spiritual blindness, let them go. Come on out of there. Come on out in the name of the Lord Jesus. Spiritual blindness, loose them. Loose them in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, all those spirits that block us, that make us spiritually blind, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Also the physical blindness. Got trouble with your eyes. I bind that spirit and I command him to loose and come out. Blindness. Spirit of blindness. Physical blindness. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. You have no place in this people. Come out. Come out. All of the spirits of blindness. Physical blindness. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Kind of got sidetracked. How about that rejection from the womb? Rejection from the womb. Never knew why you were rejected. Been felt rejected all your life in a small sense. Something just kept nagging. Rejection from the womb. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I don't want a child now. That little old voice that said, I don't want a child now. And that baby was in the womb. And that baby heard. Rejection. Rejection. I would rather have a boy. I would rather have a girl. Rejection. Rejection in the womb. We spoke it. We spoke it. Come out of them. Come out. Rejection in the womb. Rejection from the womb. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. All that early rejection all over your lifetime as a child, and it's been with you all since childhood. Come out. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All that rejection. Rejection from the womb. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. A spirit of forgetfulness. 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 Loose them. Come out. Come out. You thought it was old age. No, that was a spirit. Come on out of there. Come on out. Forgetfulness. Forgetfulness. You've got to go. Come out. The Lord rebuke you. Let them go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Let my people go. Forgetfulness. Loose them and come out. Loose them and come out in the mighty name of Jesus. 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 Let them go. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those sins of the fathers. All those sins of the fathers passed on to the third and to the fourth generation. You know what they are that harass you. I call out the sins of the fathers. Sins of the fathers in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. In Jesus' mighty name. You can't stay. You have no place here. This is God's people now. You're illegally here now. In Jesus' name, I break your hold. I command you to loose this people. Come out in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I call that familiar spirit out. That familiar spirit. In the name of Jesus. You can't stay. You have no place here. The Lord rebuke you. Familiar spirit. Loose them and come out. Familiar spirit. The Lord rebuke you. Come on out of there. Come on out. Move, move, move in Jesus' name. A familiar spirit. Familiar spirit. Let them go. Let them go in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Let them go. Let them go. Anger and rage. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I call out anger and rage in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. The Lord rebuke you. Spirits of anger. Anger. In Jesus' name. Rage, when it just boils up in you, you don't know why, you don't know what really made you mad. You hold it and you hold it, and all of a sudden you just burst open with rage. Come out of there. That rage, that violent rage in the name of the Lord Jesus. Some's the passive rage, but it is there. It is inside. It's not violent, but it is there within, boiling over. Rage. Loose them and come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. The Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. All that anger and rage. All of it. The occult spirits, the fortune telling. You ever went to a fortune teller? Well, you picked him up. You got him when you went in. Come out. Fortune-telling spirits, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, let them go. Let them go. All the occult spirits, the Ouija board. Anybody play the Ouija board? You got it. You got him. Ouija board, spirit of a Ouija board. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You follow the astrology charts? You read the charts? You got the spirit. Come on out of there. Spirits of astrology. Astrology, come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. All the occult spirits. Occult spirits. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Where we trusted in Satan for things that we should have trusted from the Lord. Come out of them. All those occult spirits. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Loose them. Loose them and come out. Come out. Stir them up now. Stir them up, everybody. Take a deep breath. We're not through yet. We've got a few more we want to go. Curse of the bastard. You say, not me. Not me. You don't know what your grandfather did. You don't know what, especially, what your great-grandfather did. And 10 generations back, you have no idea. Curse of the bastard. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break that curse. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I destroy the power of that curse of the bastard. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, Father, we stand in your presence in the power and authority of your word. We come in your word and we stand as your children, Lord, that say we have right for your word to work in our lives, and we break that curse of a bastard over this people. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we free them from the bondage of that stigma on their life. Even the demon that is there, that maybe they didn't even know and probably did not know it was there, but I break its power and I drive it forth in the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, and I cast him out. In Jesus' name, curse of the bastard. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. A curse of incest. Curse of incest. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I break that curse of incest. In Jesus' name. And I call that spirit of incest out. In the name of Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Loose them and come out. Spirit of incest. Incest. In Jesus' name. That unclean spirit. That unclean spirit, in Jesus' name, the Lord rebuke you. The Lord rebuke you. Let them go. Let them go. Unclean. Unclean spirit. Bestiality. Spirit of bestiality. Come on out of there. Come on out. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Let them go. Let them go. Spirit of bestiality. Spirit of homosexuality. Let them go. Homosexual spirit. Come out. Come out in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, spirit of idolatry, idolatry, spirit of idolatry, come out in Jesus' name. Do you know what an idol is? An idol is anything you place above Jesus Christ. Spirit of idolatry, let them go. Let them go. Spirit of things in their life, that spirit that brings up things and lust and desire for them in the name of the Lord Jesus, that makes idols out of things, and you do it out of even children, families, homes, cars, any number of things that become idols in our life. And I call those spirits of idols out. Idolatry. Let them go. Let them go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.